From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. U.S. officials say a small group of American ground troops is heading to Syria to advise and assist in the fight against Islamic State militants. A senior Obama administration official said Friday the president authorized fewer than 50 special operations forces to deploy to northern Syria. The official says those U.S. troops will coordinate with pro-Western rebels and U.S.-led coalition forces combating the IS group. It is the first time Washington is publicly sending U.S. ground forces to Syria for an open-ended mission rather than for a specific raid. Diplomats from 17 countries plus the United Nations and European Union have begun talks in Vienna on Syria's political future. The meeting is the first of its kind because it includes Iran, a longtime ally of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. VOA State Department correspondent Pam Dawkins is in the Austrian capital, staying with other reporters at a hotel near the talks venue. She says some of the top diplomats attending the meeting spoke with reporters on Friday morning.
The French foreign minister did stop and speak to us. He said that the first step was to find ways to conduct the fight against terrorist groups in Syria in a more efficient way. He said after that, a political transition had to be organized. Shortly after he left, the German foreign minister, Steinmeier, came through our lobby. He said it would not be possible to resolve all of the issues today, but that today's meeting was an important first step.
In Syria's latest violence, a rights group says a government missile strike on a rebel-held neighborhood near Damascus killed at least 40 people. This is VOA. The declared winner of Tanzania's closely contested presidential election, John Magufuli, was due to receive a victory certificate on Friday. His supporters danced in the streets of the capital, Dar es Salaam, late Thursday in celebration. Magufuli heads Tanzania's ruling Chama cha Mapinduzi Party, or CCM. The main opposition candidate, Edward Lowassa, came in second and has called for a recount. But international observers have described the election as peaceful and credible. Manila has welcomed an international court's decision to consider Philippine complaints about China's land reclamation activities in disputed waters of the South China Sea. The Permanent Court of Arbitration in The Hague said Thursday it will consider 7 of the Philippines' 15 complaints about Chinese claims of exclusive rights to South China Sea waters and economic zones. China has rejected the court's involvement in the South China Sea dispute, saying questions of sovereignty and maritime borders lie outside the court's jurisdiction. Philippine Foreign Affairs spokesman Charles Jose said Manila is trying to persuade the court that it does have authority to judge Beijing's claims to the Chinese-built artificial islands.
We are cautiously confident because they said there are 7 other issues that they will consider the jurisdictional issue in tandem with the merits. So I think they will also find jurisdiction in those claims.
In the past 2 years, China has dredged up large amounts of sand from the seafloor to enlarge 7 South China Sea reefs that appear naturally above the surface only at low tide, turning them into islands. A suspected al-Qaeda member and former British resident held for 13 years at the U.S. prison in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, has arrived in London after being released by U.S. authorities. Shaker Amar was flown to London on Friday on a plane chartered by the British government. British Prime Minister David Cameron welcomed Amar's release. Cameron also said he wanted to reassure the British public that his government has taken steps to ensure their safety. A British official said there were no plans to detain the 46-year-old Saudi national whose family lives in London. His wife and children are British. And a Palestinian man has attacked Israeli civilians in Jerusalem. Israeli authorities say the assailant wounded one man before being shot by security forces on Friday. They say another Israeli was hurt by the gunfire as the Israeli security personnel subdued the assailant. I'll be back in 1 hour for more international headlines. I'm Michael Lippin in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.